All right, y'all. It's the Nonsense and Deep Thoughts Podcast.
Wait. Come on. Hold on a second. Hold on.
Give it up for your hosts, Corey and Justin, with producer in the back who does all the work. Give it up for Jared.
What's going on, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Nonsense and Deep Thoughts Podcast. We hope you guys checked in on our sports show at 5 p.m. We hope you enjoyed it, got to hang out a little bit with our sports guys. Justin, what the hell is up, my dude?
Kind of distracted, dude. This game's fucking cool over here. They just had a stat line up for Brock Purdy. That motherfucker needs to win that MVP.
I'm a terrible sports fan lately, and I haven't watched a lot. And I just keep telling myself all this talk of Brock Purdy is because, you know, people have this, high expectation of him. But I just keep saying, though, he's young. I don't know what the hell the deal is, but I.
He is, really, but he was also more. The last pick in the draft.
Yeah,
he was Mr. That's like Irrelevant.
Tom Brady-esque. You don't want to say it? You don't want to say it?
I don't know if he's going to end up better, but the story would be better.
All right. Anyway, forget that for now. Guys, we're here tonight with some guests from the Strikeout Beer Podcast. These guys have a fantastic show. We'd like to welcome in Alan and Rapid Dave, guys. How are we doing tonight, gentlemen?
Doing phenomenal. How
What's
are
going
you?
On?
What's up?
Getting that pour on, Alan. So I got to tell everybody, I know I've explained this already the past couple of weeks, but these guys, aside from their regular show, you got to follow them because they do great beer reviews. I love their short little clips where they review these different beers, and I really have to start making myself a list so I can get out to the store and try to find this shit. I know I can't find all of it. You guys do a lot of local breweries, don't you?
We try to support the local cause, but we go international as well and national. So, yeah, we'll have some bigger names as the year kind of goes on.
Yeah. So, yeah, I figured that out because every time I have a suggestion for you when I'm in chat, you guys have already tried it. Like, I can't fucking stump you on anything. It's ridiculous.
I think Alan's had more beers than I have. What's the number up to? I mean, could you even?
I couldn't even imagine to, like I know there was one year where I had a beer drinking competition with a buddy back in 08. And I drank 426 different beers that year.
Shit.
He's a living legend.
Yeah. I'm a raging alcoholic and it's okay. I support it.
you're not a quitter, Alan. You're not a quitter.
No, fuck that.
By the way, guys, got to say, love the beards.
Thank you.
Get a little gray.
Dude, like,
we all
after
are.
This year, after the year I had, man, I've discovered so many more grays. Yeah, I was down at Danville in Pennsylvania for the issue I had with my newborn, and we were down there and I discovered a shit ton of new grays. Like, I'm standing there in the mirror the one night and I yelled out to my wife, I'm like, dude, you gotta see this. Is this all new? Is this from just like the last week here? It was insane. And Jack Ryan in chat, I don't want to alarm anyone, but I just shit my pants for the fourth week straight. Jack is
our boy,
our favorite Aussie son, our favorite friend from down under. He is a Dolphins fan. Yeah, I think my favorite thing about Jack is that he follows American sports.
And if I remember correctly, he hates Fosters.
Yes. he freaks out about Fosters. I can't remember for the life of me the big brand down there. Jack, help me out with that. What's the big one down there?
Fosters.
You said fuck Fosters. And I can't remember what the other one was. I like Fosters, man, but maybe that's because I'm American. It's made in fucking America.
And yes, Aaron, I have some work to do to catch up. I'm currently stuck. It doesn't go longer. It goes wider.
I kind of have the same problem, and I'm slowly trimming mine down. So mine's gotten shorter on the sides and in length as well. And I think eventually I'll just go back to where it's short. If anything, I might just go handlebar mustache. I don't know.
Ooh, baby. You get some leather chaps for it, too?
I'm fucking fancy enough for it, I'll tell you that.
Very fancy. Go all out, baby. Oh my god. Yeah, I don't know, man. Mine gets a little out of control. I can't do it. That's my wife in chat. So many beards. That's it right there. Victorian Bitter. That's the one I was trying to think of, Jack. That's like the very popular one down there. So if you're looking for something to check out, VB, Victorian Bitter. I think I looked it up here once, but I have to get to Central PA to try to get it. I don't think I'm gonna like it
for sure. And two ways, I know for sure we've had, and I'm pretty sure Carl. Yeah, there's the Total Wine that we go to has a pretty extensive beer selection.
Jack says go with an Iron Jack or a Great Northern.
I have to look for Great Northern next time.
We got a lot of breweries popping up locally to us anymore, and I haven't gotten around to enough of them, but it is something I should try to do. Justin, he's not much of a beer drinker himself, so it wouldn't really help with him.
No, I'm a liquor guy.
He's a liquor guy, just a twisted tea. That's what he likes. Jack prefers Carlton Dries, Tui's, New, or a Great Northern. I don't know any of that shit. But maybe someday I'll give it a go. So, guys, I want you to tell the people watching our show a little bit about your show. What got you started with the podcasting? How did this end up happening? Were you one of the people like us where it was like, you know, COVID starts and you ain't got shit to do, so you figure you'll try something new?
I hate this story.
How many times have you told this story?
A million. Everybody asks this question.
I don't know, man. I try to get the small talk out of the way quick.
Alan will tell it because I hate telling it. But no, we've been around since like 2019. That's how long we've been doing it. And so it wasn't like COVID. We started streaming a little bit more during COVID, but mainly, I mean, we were hammering them out 5-6 years ago, I think. But yeah, go ahead, Alan. Tell the fucking story.
So one day, me and Rap Dave were at our respective homes. And as all great ideas come up, Rapid Dave was sitting at home taking a dump and sent me a text and said, hey, you want to do a podcast? I just so happened to be at home taking a dump as well. And was like, yeah, that's a great idea. And then we started. We started as a fantasy football podcast with a little bit of movies and always beer. We always had a beer of the week that we featured. And then as football season ended that first year, we're like, do we keep doing this? We're like, yeah. And then we just kind of focus more on the beer and other sports. And here we are coming up on we're like 5.5 years deep now, I think it is.
Yeah.
It'll be in 6 years in May, I think. Something nice. Like that.
We're getting up to about 3 years now, officially 3 years for us. But I've got a guilty confession. I already knew your story. I just really wanted you guys to tell it on our stream.
And I'm the asshole, huh? I'm the asshole.
Because it made me chuckle. I think it was just a few episodes ago that I listened to that you told it again. And I was like, oh, that's fucking great.
People ask and, you know, we'll share it. You know?
Yeah. So Rabbit Dave, you're on Twitch too, right? Did you start Twitch before you did the podcasting?
No, it was one of those things I picked up during COVID. You know, like streaming or whatever. It's like video games and stuff. And it was Twitch, Facebook, and YouTube for a while. And then I was like, I kind of just stopped. I was like, I don't want to play. Like, I'd keep streaming because I could sit there and talk and have a beer. Mm. But it's like, I didn't want to play video games that I hate anymore. So I was like, I'm done. And so I haven't done it in a while. But I did like the 3D print crap as well. So I would start streaming that and going through that process and people responded. But I'll just been lazy.
Yeah, that's how my year's been. Like I was streaming actually back during COVID when that first started. That's when I started out with streaming itself. And it's the same thing as like the video games all the time. And I had some good moments with it. Actually, talking about Jared's Capri Sun before reminded me of one of my streams I did. I did a drunk stream before. You ever see any of those? Ever see people do a drunk stream?
It was Friday nights for us.
This is like, all right. So I did two different drunk streams, and the one I would take a shot for every 5 subs gifted to my channel. And that one I got pretty lit with. But the next one I did, I ended up doing an adult juice box. I went out and I bought a box of wine, and I punched a straw through the top of it and told the people, as long as they're donating, I'm going to keep streaming until it's entirely gone. And then I finished the box of wine in 4 hours.
There you go. Yeah.
And I'm not a wine drinker. And wine drunk is a different kind of drunk, man. Wine drunk is way different. My wife had a tough time with me that night. Man, I laid down in bed and I got the spins immediately. Like I rolled over top of her. I threw my freaking shoulder into the door frame on the way out. Got a bruise from that. Hit the door.
He looked like he was in a fucking bar fight the next day.
Got a bruise from that. barely made it to the bathroom. That was a rough night, man. I highly suggest anybody listening or watching, do not try to take down an entire box of wine by yourself. Not good news. Don't do it. The sugar is no good for you.
That is the one time you were extremely drunk that I was not the cause of.
Yeah, apparently I raided out at the end of the stream without saying anything. If you know anything about Twitch, raiding out is taking your viewers to another channel. Apparently, yep. I just did that without realizing it. Sent it to someone else. Didn't say a fucking word.
I wish
we
had the clip
off.
Of the joke.
Oh.
Oh. Yeah, you want to go into that?
I don't remember what the joke was. I mean, so, my wife will tell me. She sat me down at the kitchen table the next morning and
Apex.
Made me watch it.
I was playing with you, Alex. It was me, you, and Alex. And he is very nice to her all the time. Holy shit. I've never heard him get so raunchy with her, especially live. And there was about 45 people watching.
That was a good time, man.
Oh, God. I can't remember the joke either, but it was... I don't get left speechless very often, and...
Something about her getting on her knees or some shit like that. It was pretty rough. He chills, right. Have you guys ever done anything like that where you got extremely lit on one of your shows?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It used to be like an every week type thing. So we used to do the main show, and then we would do the late night show. And then even back in the day, we would do the late night show or the late night show. And during COVID, it was like an almost like every week type thing, because we were both at home and we didn't have to worry about, like, when we're at home, each at home stream doing the show.
Yeah.
It's always the worst because we don't have to worry about anything. So we just, like, on a Monday, we just get blitzed a lot of Mondays, because we'll do one show on a Monday and then we'll start recording stuff for throughout the week, the drop throughout the week. Well, next thing you know, we're 9 beer reviews later and it's like 3 o'clock in the morning and we both could be at work at 7 in the morning. And it's just it's never good. Man.
Yeah. I gotta find out exactly what episodes these ones are, because I need to listen to these.
They're gone.
You got rid of them?
I purged them.
No. Okay, so I know you guys have a Patreon.
That's a smart man.
Do you offer them up on your Patreon for people?
Deleted. Well, I'll tell you where they're housed. And I did think about bringing them back for like Patreon and stuff like that. But like, so I went ahead and deleted everything. Well, Twitch automatically deletes. I went back in Facebook every time something would pop up, delete it, you know, remove it or whatever. Also removed it from the actual, we use Spreaker. So I removed it from Spreaker, but they are still up and housed on YouTube. I just made them all private.
Oh,
so
really?
There's nice. Some sitting there that, you know, hundreds of episodes, actually, I shouldn't say. Wait. Some. And I was like, nah, no one's ever going to see these again.
is there something dangerous on these episodes that shouldn't be heard?
I mean, we're just completely just sloshed, and we're, you know, it's not like we've been kicked off of TikTok.
Many times.
A thousand times. That's why we don't even go live on there anymore, because everything's hate speech these days. And you know, I'm like, I don't. Mm-hmm. All I said was like,
it's ridiculous.
Person, or whatever. I was like, well, yeah, no.
My wife made a comment on Facebook one day. Told Justin here she was going to punch him in the face the next time he walked through the door because of something he said to her, like joking around with him. She was gone for 24 hours on Facebook. Yeah. I was like, ridiculous.
Last week, somebody commented during our live and got a restriction for 3 days.
It was something stupid. I don't remember what he said, but it had nothing to do
with the rich get richer or something like that.
Yeah, I don't remember. Mortal Musings podcast in chat says, "Sup guys from Dublin, Ireland. We're currently at work, but thought I'd drop in while on a toilet break." Dude, Neil and his partner over there on Mortal Musings podcast are great. They do they do kind of like true crime. Okay. And it's pretty dope. Like, they did an episode of the one I listened to was someone from California. They called the vampire. I don't know. Cool stuff, man. If you're into that kind of thing, definitely check out Mortal Musings.
If your wife isn't careful, she's going to get banned again.
Yeah, I know. I know. But you're right with the TikTok thing. Have you been on TikTok at all lately? I mean, not like you're doing lives and shit, but do you ever go scroll through there anymore?
Nah, I don't. Alan does. He's always on.
It's all TikTok shop stuff now.
Yeah, I talked about this a little bit last week, but that's exactly it, man. It's wild.
If you scroll long enough, you'll get to some of the people that you actually follow on there that do stuff, but a majority of it's all TikTok shop stuff. And like, here lately, it's just been all dragon eggs You got to get these dragon eggs or the astronaut light that puts the stars on your ceiling. Those lights have been around for a million years, people. Like,
now, or that you ever see the new lives that they come out with, like the people sleeping, try to wake them up with your, you know, gifts and shit.
Yeah, that's.
But the new one is the NPCs. You see the NPC trend?
Yeah, morons doing that. Yeah,
I just don't understand this. But the worst part is there's people giving them money, so that shit doesn't make any sense whatsoever to me.
It's the people complaining about how they don't make enough money, and they're giving money to these fucking idiots.
Yeah.
Like, what the hell? It's like, dude, we're the dumbest we've ever been in our entire existence on Earth now.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah.
Silex,
yeah.
NPC streamers 100%. Are creepy. They're fucking 100% creepy. I don't understand it. Yeah. The whole repeating shit over and over again and people giving them money. And you know what it is? Man, I know you only did the gaming thing online for a short while, and I know I'm on Twitch right now too. Everybody who is listening on Twitch, forgive me in advance for saying this, but we've had discussions in the past about how, you know, women have it easier when it comes to streaming, live streaming and stuff like this, and they get all pissed off and say, "What are you saying? Your content's just not good enough." But the women that you see that are really like making bank on these things, they're sitting there in low-cut shirts and doing the most ridiculous things, and people just fill their pockets.
They're licking microphones, you know.
Yeah,
or hot tub streams. Hot tub streams.
Hot tub streams. Yes, the bikini streams. Yeah. Hot tub streams. I logged on the other day onto Twitch, and on the front page there were 3 out of 8 videos were half naked women. The one was a woman wearing the lowest cut shirt with the biggest chest, and it was all oiled up. Like, don't tell me that women don't have it easier on that platform.
Well,
I'm
they
sorry,
used to
man.
Complain. They said that men had it easier because more people go watch men game and stuff like that. Well, yeah, watch gaming, but like if they're just a bunch of horned up 13-year-olds, they go right to those streams. I mean, what's Glitter Pool? I set up a stream to where it just videoed the pool, and I had a big old like inflatable dragon out there roaming around. They go, "Where's the chick, man? Where's the chick here?" And it's just all the sounds of nature and all that kind of crap. And then it was an inflatable dragon. And I was like, "Oh, just see how many views I get." And bunch of morons.
Jack Ryan says they do have to deal with a lot of shit, though.
Oh, they got people hitting on them like left and right. And
but let's be real. Are they not bringing it on themselves? If you're going to stream like that, expect what's going to happen. You have to know.
Yeah.
I don't feel bad for that.
Yeah.
So there was a guy that we used to watch. We would always catch him before our show. And it was a dude, and he had like a rack. Like, it was some sort of thing that he put on. And he had huge tits. And he's just sitting there playing like it's nothing, with just this big old rack and his cleavage hanging out. It was just, it was brilliant.
It's like, the funniest thing on earth.
It was so great. Like, you just didn't talk about it. It's just is what it is.
Yeah.
And he's just sitting there with his giant rack sticking out. And you're like, hey, nice tits.
Yeah, tank top over it. And he's just sitting there playing games. Hundreds of people in there. And everybody is talking about it. He doesn't even mention. He's like, "Oh, man, how y'all doing tonight?" You know, whatever. And he's beard and shit. I was like, Jesus Christ, it was the funniest damn thing.
That's incredible. Mm-hmm. Jack says, "I don't think they deserve to be stalked and have their cars burnt up." And no, you're right. They don't. They don't deserve that kind of treatment. But at the same time, all I'm saying is you have a lot of bad people out there. There are a lot of shitty people in this world. And when you put yourself out there in that fashion, you're going to have these people come to you. That's what they're attracted to. That's what they want to go towards. And they're not well. They're not well when they do this shit. But do they deserve it? Absolutely not. But, I mean, it comes with – I don't want to even say it comes with the territory, but it's almost to be expected when you're acting like that in a public forum.
They bring it on themselves. Well, and they know they're doing it.
There are certain ways to go about it, right? You have some that use it and they play the victim to help their stream out.
And then that's this whole generation
that just block them, right? Someone makes an inappropriate comment, something like that, and you just block them and you just move on. But you do have a lot of them that will they'll play the we've seen them, we've been friends with them before, right? And it's always, you know, "Woe is me" and blah blah. Just block them.
Yeah,
you don't like it.
And that's a good point. And the people that push it further and they do the stalking and they actually go and do something physical, like burn someone's car up, they need to be arrested and taken care of. Like, you got to look out for each other 110%. But I mean, maybe don't sit on a stream live half naked with, you know, a shit ton of people watching you and just doing that for the money.
They don't want to get out of the house and have to dance.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, I mean, it's, come on. I mean, it's,
but the victim mentality is a big part of all of this live streaming stuff, from Twitch to TikTok to Facebook Live to wherever you're going to find these people live. And you know, the other thing that's driving me nuts too is the whole mental health topic. Hey, I saw you roll your eyes, Dave. I did, because it's everywhere. And when you're on Twitch, it's everywhere. Oh. And it's in all the titles. And I get to the point where I just start thinking people are trying to use this to their advantage to try to gain a following, to try to build a community, and try to get, in the end of it, get the money from the people.
Yeah, that's it. Just get, like, money out of their pocket and put it in yours.
Yeah. Do people need someone to talk to vent to and whatnot from time to time? Absolutely. But I think there's way too big of a play on it.
Yeah.
I think there's way too big of a play on it.
Isn't it funny how everything can be a mental health issue except for what is actually mental health issues? Like transgender?
A mile away.
I was like, it's like,
but we can't say that that's a mental health issue.
Although everyone that you speak to or that you hear talk who is trans will tell you they have mental health issues. Like, they'll be the first to admit it, but that's not the reason behind what they are.
Yeah. So there's
like.
I was like, are you having a stroke? What are you doing?
They have all these mental health issues, but that's not the reason why they are what they are. It's they were born differently, but at the same time, they'll tell you they have all these other health issues and mental health issues. And well, maybe that's just it.
Like, they got usually like a weird mom, weird single mom, and the dad's not around to like, kind of like, what the hell is going on? What are you doing type thing? Yeah. And you know, whatever. But yeah, it's usually like a weird mom that wants, you remember the mom's back, I think it was big in like the 80s or some shit like that. They would actually like make their kids sick or make them seem like they were sick just to get that sympathy, right? Get attention.
Yes.
It's like, oh, my kid, you know, but it's like the mother's like poisoning the damn kid, like feeding them like salt and shit, like it's out of control or whatever. And, but yeah, I don't know. But it's usually like some weird parent behind half of this shit.
Yeah. It's, and that parent just wants a pat on their back for doing what they're doing with their child.
Yeah.
Oh, but
yeah.
Now it's not just some weird parent. It's a
whole community.
It's a lot of main, like, normal. It's too normalized. Like,
it's trendy. I think that's the biggest thing.
Normalized, because it's such a small part of the population. You know, that's one thing me and Rep have talked about. It's like 2% of the population or something like that, you know. But
if you're not on the internet, you know, if you say you're not on like social media and stuff like that, you probably, like most of you people, have no idea this like 0.05% of the people even exist. Yeah. Like, they just say, oh, it's one person over here in like Washington or Oregon or whatever. You know what I mean? It's like, Jesus. All right.
And people get so out of control with it. Like, there was at one point in time, it was the head of like something on Twitter or something like that. They identified as a deer.
That was the Twitch. Remember that?
Twitch.
Yeah, that was Twitch. Yeah.
Like,
Jesus.
They were like
this person. Oh, I'm sorry. This deer in charge. And I was like, yeah, everything's going to go fine. No, this is no way to tell. Not going to work out.
You identify as a deer. Like, so I don't understand. Like, what's.
Okay. So I was talking to my wife about this one night, and I'm trying to remember the name of the guy. I think it's Jeffree Star. Because I watched a video from him. Now, that's someone I can give respect to, because in the video, he was basically calling out the trans community that is basically just doing it for attention and trying to use it as a way to shut other people down and be looked at in higher regards. And he's like, listen, I know I'm not a woman. This is me. This is my lifestyle. This is what I want to be. But I know I'm not a woman. I'm not going to force you to call me she, her. And that's the part that I respect. The part that kills me is when people go out of their way to make a big deal out of it if they're misgendered. Like, you're supposed to just know, or you're supposed to play along. Like, okay, I'm all for you doing whatever the hell you want to do with your life, as long as you're not hurting someone else or forcing other people to cater to you. Like, just go about your life without any regard for this stuff. Like, don't push people into this, and you're perfectly fine. There's no big deal about it.
Yeah, they just, you can't force me. That's what I do. I don't do that.
Yeah, you can't force me to see the same way you do.
Yes. And the thing, like, that drives me crazy, too, is, like, they want everybody to accept them and, you know, support their decision and cater to them. But at the end of the day, man, you don't do that with other people. I can't force these two guys here to like me. I'm not going to tell them, hey, you got to be kind to me. This is my lifestyle. All that nonsense. It's, you don't expect the rest of society to fall in line and treat everybody the way they want to be treated. Why is it this way for them?
Like just that liberal clip you sent me before?
Yeah. Actually, Jared has a clip from something we were talking about. Oh, the Jeffree Star clip. Yes, please, please bring that up. Because I liked this video.
What other bullshit? The they and them.
Yeah.
And all that extra shit that we added the pandemic because everyone was so bored on their houses. They just started to make up more shit and
more
shit.
More stuff.
Yeah. That's where the conservatives like me because I'm just real.
Yeah, you have a conservative
you're
not vibe to you.
They and them. You're trans, you're male or you're female.
And you're standing on that.
So mad when I say that. How are you a they? What the f- does that mean? It's stupid is what it is.
Yeah.
But you need someone like me that looks like me to say it. Because if you say it, it turns into you're homophobic. You hate trans people. You hate gays. And it's just how you feel. You don't hate anyone. You just think it's stupid.
Like, I could honestly probably have a beer with that dude. I could get along with them.
I mean, I could.
Because they have a real view on life.
You can have a beer with anybody, honestly. Like,
yeah.
But...
Yeah,
it's crazy. Just and you got the people that are like out there seeking attention. Like I've seen, there's this dude that posts videos where they're always out to eat, and like the first thing they tell their server is like, "Oh, by the way, I'm she, her, or whatever." And then, but you definitely don't look like one. But that's besides. And the waiter will, you know, oh yes sir, yes ma'am. You know, well I didn't say I'm she. Oh sorry, my bad. Like and they just get upset because people. Look, at the end of the day, who cares? Like,
is it?
If
is
calls
it
me a girl? Whatever, I don't care.
It's their entire identity. If that's your first thing that you need to tell someone out is like, can you meet somebody? Hey, how you doing? Hey, fuck guys, how you doing?
What it's like? I feel like you're just going out of your way to make a problem where there doesn't need to be a problem.
It just gives them attention.
I think that's what it is.
And I'm not going to even like if, after that point or whatever. It's not like, yeah, I'm from the South, right? It's yes, sir, no, sir, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am type thing. Shit like that. I'm shutting it down. And I was like, okay, cool. What's your name? And I'm just going to call you, you know, your name or your last name or whatever. You know what I mean? It's like nah, I'm not just so fucking exhausting.
And like me, like I'm from up north, I'm always, hey guys. And it doesn't matter if you're guys or girls, it's just a northern thing, right? So like when I email my team who is all girls but one person, it's always hey guys. It's just just who I am. It's just
mine's dudes. I say what's up, dude? And I'd say it to chicks and guys, girls, I don't know. Say it to dogs when they walk by and shit.
Yeah,
because I'm a dude, he's a dude, she's a dude. We're all dudes, man.
All dudes. Yeah,
we're all cool, aren't we? Are we not cool? If you're not fucking cool, then all right.
Does anybody else have a problem with Arby's being home of the good burger right now? Because that's
that so weird.
Like, wait, what?
So, because they just came out with Good Burger 2, okay?
Yeah,
it's on Paramount Plus, I think, or something. But Arby's is their partner, and that's where you can go to get a good burger, is Arby's.
I got a whole fucking meal. Like, I think it's got a shake or something like that, Alan. Yeah.
Guess what I'm getting tomorrow?
It's the Good Burger meal, and you go there to get a Good Burger. You go to Arby's, the roast beef place.
No, they got meats.
They got meat.
They
got
the meats. The meats.
Yeah. Like,
give you the meat sweats.
They're known for their curly fries and their roast beef. That's all I'm saying.
That curly fry. I cannot get enough of that sauce, that Arby's sauce.
Dude, that's my favorite.
I cover the sandwich. I don't give a shit. Nope. I mean, it's everywhere. And then I'm like scooping the rest of it with my fries. Oh, buddy.
Oh, you know, we haven't Jamocha shakes.
We haven't had an Arby's locally to us in a long time. We have to drive to Scranton about 45 minutes away to get it. Well, Justin's closer to me now or closer to that than I am now, but
it's only like 10 minutes away now.
That's back when beef and cheddars were five for $5.55.
Oh, simpler time.
I worked there then.
Yeah. They used to have to pick five. That was great.
Yep.
Got five things for $5.
Back when life was simple.
Bring on those diabetes, baby, because I need it.
The 90s were a simpler time. 90s were a simpler time.
People
man.
Don't realize how fucking cool the 90s were. I'm gonna say it.
It was
the
baller. 90s were
awesome.
Oh my god, I loved it.
Rough start in early because it was the 80s were bleeding over hard, but about 94, we started writing the ship, you know. Blink 182 was out.
Still got to watch cartoons in the morning on the weekend, and just I don't know, man. Just
had the best of all of it, man. You had the video games, the cartoons. We still played outside until the fucking lights came on.
Mm-hmm. Roller skating rinks were still a thing.
Yeah, we got to see technology evolve.
Oh, yeah. Fucking AOL. I can still hear that damn.
That's how I first got on the internet, man. 12 years old. AOL.
Took you 20 minutes to see a tit.
I'm telling you, it was worth it. It was fucking worth it. It would,
but
it
you appreciated it. You appreciated
it. Fucking
you would hope it would finish. It would finish loading. You get rid of it before your parents walk behind you.
Fucking pixelated after it loads. You're like, come on, baby. Like, let me see something. I gotta go. What was it Netscape? Yeah, Netscape.
Netscape.
That was beautiful. That was a beautiful time to be alive, man. I really liked it.
It's great. We didn't know what we had, you know.
You know what we didn't have? You know what we didn't have? We didn't have all this shit where people are screaming about trans this, racism that, homophobic that. It wasn't like that, man. I feel like everyone got along so much better in the 90s. Is it just because I was a kid and didn't see it all, or what? Like, was that really the case?
Oh, man, you saw shit like that back then. You know what I mean? There'd be a dude in a dress at a bar hanging out. You know, like, all right, fuck it. He just wants to have a beer and get out and have fun. Hell, our buddy. We were at this fucking bar. This was a handful of years ago. We're at a bar and we're sitting there playing like shuffleboard or something, having a couple beers. We actually drank them out of a particular beer. And he goes, man, that chick over there, buddy. I'm like, but that's not a chick. He goes, no, come on, buddy. No, I'm going to go over there. I go, you're going to go over there and talk. Go talk to that person and go find out for yourself, because that's not what you think. It's not who you think it is.
And before he could get up there, that dude went up on stage to go sing some Led Zeppelin.
Yeah.
Karaoke night. And you're just like, what? You're hearing him like, all right, this dude's pretty good. And you turn around and you look and you're like, huh, he's wearing a dress.
Okay. She was a nice lady.
That's not the first time our friend wanted to drag a home a dude. So he thought Brittany was hot when we were in Vegas. We're like, Brittany's a dude.
Yeah, we went to a drag show because like one of the guys we were traveling with, he's gay, and you can see that he was just dying to get like we were at Planet Hollywood just pounding drinks and the blackjack. I think it was blackjack or some shit. But anyway,
we were playing that little computer game with like the cards and things, and he was distracted.
Yeah. I was like, hey man, you want to go over there? And he's like, oh no, I go, come on, fuck it, let's go. Alan, let's go. And so we just hop up, we go, we're watching this drag show. And you know, I was like, we'll sit in the back, no big deal, you know, whatever. So I mean, it was fucking wild. But yeah, our buddy's like, man, Brady's fucking got it. I go, got it. Yeah, she's got one. This dude hops up on like a fucking couch. He's got like a, I don't know, 6 foot fake plush dong, and he's just fucking beating the shit out of this other guy with it. And I was like, oh my god, it's like I don't know what's gonna happen. I was like,
guy that he was beating the ass out of was like a closeted dude that was like in Lake Vegas for like the first time, a little drunk. He's like, what happens here stays here, because you're looking at him, you're like, you're not the typical crowd here, buddy. Like, and he was enjoying it way too much too. Like,
oh yeah.
He's like, come on, take a picture. This is funny. I'm like, ah. Take a
picture. And I got news for you. That means you're gay.
I think it was like Baseball or something like that. One of his stand-up things came across or whatever. And he was talking about he was being attacked by a gay blogger or whatever. And he was like, you know, he said this and that. But anyhow, he's like, I didn't say that you weren't manly. For being gay, I go, that's the most gangster shit in the world. Fuck, you know, like, you know, I don't think there's any more manlier thing on earth than plugging another guy. I was like, holy shit. But anyway, Chappelle's got some wild shit.
I always think of two things. One, I think of 40-year-old virgin when they're all sitting there playing poker and they're asking him, like, are you gay? And he's like, no, I'm not gay. You know, I've touched the boob a lot of times. And the one guy's like, I know tons of dudes who fuck other guys in jail. And then there's another comedian, I can't remember who he is, but he's talking about, you know, having gay friends and stuff like that. And he's like, you know, it's cool, I got a gay buddy, we go play tennis together and we're done. Like, hey, what are you doing after this? He's like, well, I'm gonna go suck this guy. He's like, all right, cool, have fun, I'll see you later, you know. And that's just where he ends it, you know. Hey, that's where we separate we go our own ways, have fun.
Yeah, honestly,
do you just be yourself. Fuck
yeah,
it.
Who cares? You're not hurting me. You're not bothering me at all. Go have what, you know, disposable income. Have you ever hung out with the dude? They're like the most wealthiest fucks on earth. They got nice house, nice cars, nice clothes. They're just fucking living.
Yeah. Spend it on themselves. They don't have to worry about the kiddos running around destroying everything and costing them a shit ton of money.
Kill them. Yeah.
That's true.
I'm so broke. Goddamn kids.
Right now, we're about 35 minutes deep, and that means Otani has made about $72 while we've been doing this podcast. Because he makes two, it's like $2.22 a minute for the next 10 years.
So sure. Justin, when we were in the show earlier, and Chris brought up the fact that he's getting like $20 million a year over the next 35 years. Is that true? That's how it's spaced out.
I haven't looked at it. It sounds like it's Bonilla like.
I was gonna say they defer the money,
so it just gets spread out.
I haven't seen.
But yeah, that's what it sounds like
yet. But it's 10 years, $700 million. $70 million a year is more than the Rays and the A's entire payroll.
Yeah, that's insane.
Fucking lose. I don't care.
I thought the Orioles were in there too.
They might be. But not for long. The Orioles are going to have to start.
Yeah, they got to cut.
Yeah.
I'm not a big fan of the long-term deals that they've been pulling off in Major League Baseball with the 10-year deals and shit like that. I don't really like that.
It's the norm.
I think it's a big gamble.
That's what happens when the union runs the league.
I don't know. I don't think it's a gamble. I think you know what you're getting. You know what I mean? And since he's like, you want to call him a unicorn or something like that, he's going to be a pitcher. He's going to be a stud pitcher for you. He's a fucking amazing batter. I mean, he is just... He's the total package. You know what I mean?
He is a 5-tool athlete.
Yeah. He's more than 5 tools. Like, honest, because when you talk about 5-tool, you're not talking about a pitcher. He is not only the best position player in the league, he's the best pitcher in the league when he's healthy. Like, that's how good this guy is.
Well, he doesn't play the field anymore, though, does he? Not generally. He just DHs.
No, he's playing the outfield. Now, he's not going to play the field this next year because he had the a form of Tommy John. It's not like full-blown Tommy John. It's a certain form of it. But with the Angels last year, before he got hurt, he was playing the outfield and he was pitching. So he was doing both. He'd have games where he'd start pitching, and then when he'd come out of the game as a pitcher in the sixth or seventh inning, they'd put him out in the outfield.
He's a great outfielder. Like center field, he's got it locked down. Yeah. Like he's just I don't know how this dude was like, just he is the most amazing thing in baseball.
How that team hasn't won since they signed him.
It's a team sport.
Having him, you have him and Trout, two of the best players in the league, and like you don't put anything around them.
Yep.
That's it. They don't put anything around them.
And that was such a waste.
But like they've also done this weird thing where like they've mortgaged their future. Like they got rid of all their draft picks for some scrub players that they thought were going to be good that never were, and I don't know. I think they sold out a lot on the Pujols deal and just a bunch of bad decisions.
Well, see, and that,
and Trout just stays quiet. And man, if I was that guy, I'd be fucking running my mouth.
Dude,
like,
do something. That Pujols deal is where I start to think about those 10-year deals, though. The one that he got, and who else got it? Was it Stanton from the Yankees? Is he the one that had a 10-year deal?
Well, he got it in Florida.
Okay, but these long-term deals, like that's why I say it's an unknown, because you can get like 5 years down the line and they start to decline, and then you got them for the next 5 years.
But
and what are they doing for you?
Here's the thing, and here's what a lot of people don't realize. You know where those long-term deals started? In the NHL. The NHL started doing them way before anybody else. They were giving guys 12-year contracts.
Holy shit.
15 years ago. Like, they've been doing this for a long time, but You've also got like, I think with hockey, you have like a different breed of athlete as well, because they were talking about this on one of the local stations that I listened to the other day. You don't hear anything about load management in the NHL. There's no load management there.
No.
And those guys will play back to back to back. You know, sometimes they'll play, you know, 4 games in 7 days. And that game's a lot more physical than like the NBA is, where you got this load management going on. Right. And I think they play right about the same number of games. The NHL's
they both play 82 games.
Yeah. And it's just, your NHL players, your hockey players are just a different breed.
I think there's more loyalty in the NHL too, when it comes to players trying to stay with teams. I feel like there's more loyalty.
Contract them for longer, you know what I mean? So then it shows. It makes it look like loyalty or whatever. But
yeah.
But also with hockey and baseball, it's not like a phenom or not a bust. Like a quarterback can't play at this level. These kids are tested throughout the entire. They're being a child to their teens and getting to the pros. There's a reason there's like four minor league leagues. You know, you got to come up from single A ball all the way to the show. And then same thing with the like say up in Canada, right? They have the down here too. There's a couple different sub NHL hockey leagues, like the AHL and things like that. So with football, it's like, hey, it's just different, right? Like you can be a bust. Anybody can be a bust in football, but you know, with hockey, it's more tried and true. There's more science, everything behind it. Like just these kids have already proven themselves to play on any type of level. Now you'll have a bust every so often or a freak injury, but like with baseball and hockey, you know what you're getting.
Yeah, hockey's very rare. You get that young kid that comes in and just makes a world of difference. Like that kid up in Edmonton, I want to say. Oh, yeah, that kid too this year. But a couple years ago, there was the guy up in, I want to say Edmonton. I can't remember, but.
Is it Steve?
Steve Edmonton.
Steve.
Steve Hockeyton. He's
great. I can't remember the kid's name though, but
David. David.
Yes.
There you go.
I thought he was with the Islanders. Was he not with the Islanders?
Oh, he's an Edmonton guy. He's an older kid.
Who's the kid I'm thinking of?
You're thinking of Steve. Steve Islander.
Steve. Hockeyton.
Right? Hockeyton, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
That's the reason you see it. You know what I mean? So that like you know when you draft this kid or you whatever, you know, you don't see them play in the pros. They come now. NHL is different. They'll go to the pros. They've already kind of put their time in. They played in college or something like that as well, or played in the senior league. But like baseball, they've been playing. By the time they make it to the pros, they're like 30 fucking years old, right? Yeah. I mean, like it's just how it is. You're like, oh yeah, look at this kid go. They're a kid. I'm like, oh, he's a kid to me, you know.
But yeah, I love those stories.
You get the kid. Like I think Miguel Cabrera was like 19 when he won a World Series with the Marlins, right? Yeah. And those are few and far between. You don't get a lot of those guys. I think Bryce Harper was another one who came up young. Strasburg came up young. But those are again, few and far between. You don't have them that often.
I love the stories of the guys that reach it in their mid-30s.
You get a bunch of them at once. Because when Harper came up was the same time Trout came through, and Trout won MVP at 21.
Yep.
They were fun to watch. They were so much fun to watch. And just like with Ohtani, it's when we're sitting here and we're doing the show and we know that he's playing either pitching or something like that, he's usually on one of the TVs. Yeah. So, I mean,
Ellie De La Cruz, that kid is.
Oh, God, yeah.
I love that guy. That guy is just fun to watch. Like
He made this season a blast, other than the Rangers winning the World Series. But, yeah, the regular season.
Did they win the World Series?
I heard they did. I heard they did.
You know, I kind of go mad too with the Ohtani comparisons to Babe Ruth, because I mean, as much as I love the history of the game, I'm one of those guys who thinks if Babe Ruth was in today's game, he could not hang with the top players.
Yeah, we'll never know. I mean, that guy could hit anything. You know what I mean? And he was a pitcher too. But you know, comparing someone that didn't play with African American players and it was a segregated, you know, they had two different leagues and stuff like that. I mean, the fucking guy was like a big old pork chop up there, like drinking and smoking like a freight train. This modern age conditioning, shit, he could have probably been better.
I mean, if he partook in that.
Yeah.
Well, but you would have to, right? Like, I compare baseball to back then to like beer league now, because that's what it was. Like, those guys were smoking and drinking in the dugout.
The pitching was different too, though.
Well, you could do a lot more too as a pitcher. Like, throw a little spit on that ball. Throw a little, you know, whatever you want to on it, right?
The ball wasn't as loaded then.
It wasn't as loaded. It was just the guys
on the ball.
not throwing the ball as fast too, right? The faster you throw that ball, the further it's going to go when you make contact with it too, right? So there's a lot of differences in it. But, yeah, I mean, obviously, like when people try to compare generations – yeah, you take LeBron James now and you put him in the NBA in the 80s and he's going to dominate, because he would have been the biggest man on any team and just been a complete freak show. And he would have fought. You couldn't have beat the crap out of him because he was three times the size as your center back then.
Somebody would have
right, but if he's going to be playing, then is he going to have the same mentality now that he has now? All this flopping and every like you pinch him and he falls.
No, he's going to throw an elbow in your face and you ain't going to get back up. That's all there is to it. Like
I don't know. I don't think he's tough like enough to have played back then. He's so big enough.
I think he's saying that even if he played back then, he would ensue be the toughness, right? Like not as soft. You take him current day and put him back then, he's not going to make it. He's soft as shit. No. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He's in great shape. I mean, he plays basketball professionally, right? But no, they're going to, you know, he's been getting teed up lately for flopping. So it's like, okay, well, they finally had enough. They've had enough of his ass. But yeah, no, I think he would have just got fucking Charles Barkley or somebody or the damn Detroit Pistons.
Larry Bird would have fucked him up. He was dirty as hell.
Larry Bird didn't give a fuck. He's like, I got to do what I got to do.
He's a beast, man. All right, so we only got you guys for an hour. I know we're a little bit limited here, so I figure we'll round out the night with some Christmassy shit. We'll go with some Christmassy shit for it. Because, I mean, I'm kind of curious to hear if you include a movie that I don't think should be included in this. So I want to do a
give it away. With you already.
Because you know what I'm talking about?
Okay. And you can go F yourself because Die Hard is a Christmas movie. Okay.
Before we do the top five, we got to talk about that.
What? Okay. It takes place on Christmas Eve. Like
that doesn't make it a Christmas movie.
At a Christmas party. You know what? People here's the thing that they say: if it wasn't Christmas, could the movie still happen? Okay. Well, yes, it can. Because one, the only reason why he's going there is because it's Christmas. John McClane's not going there unless it's Christmas. He's going to go spend time with his family on Christmas. They're having a Christmas party. Mm-hmm. I mean,
What if it was a Thanksgiving party?
Okay.
So, a normal office party.
Okay. Would you consider Home Alone a Christmas movie?
Yes, because it embodies the spirit of Christmas.
It's the same fucking movie.
No.
It's the same thing.
No.
Listen, the star of the damn movie said it's not a freaking Christmas movie.
Okay, the star of the movie can barely even talk right now or even think.
Oh.
And he said that within the last like 6 months where he's like, it's not a Christmas movie. Well, okay, buddy. You don't know what day it is. So get out of my face.
Here's your toothpaste. It's the same
movie.
So there's
a building. Kevin, hey, if that movie was in the summer, families take vacations during the summer. They take a summer vacation.
I can't even tell if Alan is a pro. This is a Christmas movie or not.
if you're saying Home Alone's a Christmas movie, so is Die Hard.
Oh, okay. All right.
No, I don't know. Because it doesn't have a Christmas theme. Trip.
Okay.
It doesn't have a Christmas theme just because it happens on Christmas.
Then you have to take out the scene where he says, ho, 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 motherfucker. I got a gun now.
Yeah, he's got lights and shit all on him and stuff.
Like, lights hanging on them, you know, people, companies don't just have like a company party. They have a company Christmas party where everybody loses their mind. They're also celebrating the year that they've had because they've had a great year. It's the end of the year. It's Christmas. Like,
so you're saying he saves Christmas?
I can argue with a new term. It wasn't a Christmas party. It was a holiday party.
Oh, same God
thing.
Damn it.
Same damn thing.
Oh, God damn it. David looked like he just wanted to light into you.
Oh, I'm good. I'm good. No.
I just said that to be an ass.
I'm actually the guy that I used to be like, oh, Merry Christmas. And I was like, oh, yeah, Merry Christmas. And now I say Happy Holidays, you know, whatnot. And then I got people that fucking throw a fit about it. And then when they're like, oh, it's Merry Christmas, I go, Happy Hanukkah. Shalom. How you doing? And then so it's like, okay. I was like, we're actually in Hanukkah right now.
And that's it too. Like if someone walked up to me and said Happy Hanukkah, I'd be like, yeah, Happy Hanukkah. What's up? Thanks. I don't care.
Planes, Trains, and Automobile is a Thanksgiving movie. Verify.
See, that one I couldn't even tell you. I haven't watched that one. Am I crazy for not watching?
Oh, look at the eyes.
Right now. Like,
Jesus.
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Why didn't you vet these people before we joined this podcast, Rapid?
I thought they were fine. I, you know, the only hot take they said they had was like the swimmer person that did, you know, the guy with the rudder in the water.
The guy with the rudder in the water.
You know what I mean? But shit, I didn't know we were going here. This is unacceptable.
I can't put Die Hard in as a Christmas movie. I just can't.
No, nope,
when I think
never
Christmas
could.
Movies, I think of I think of my childhood, man, all the stuff I watched back then. What is that one? Your top Christmas movie, Alan?
So what you're saying is your parents weren't cool and they didn't let you watch Die Hard as a kid.
Hey, I watched. Listen, now
to get the rest of America, because
I watched Die Hard, and okay. I think it's a great movie. I just don't think it's a Christmas themed movie.
I think it's Christmas thing. It's just not maybe a Christmas movie or something like that. But yeah, it's not even in my top 10, like as far as Christmas films. Like it's not, you know, even I like it and I'll watch it. Maybe I'll probably watch it once a year and that's about it. And usually because we're reviewing movies or just whatever it's on, but.
Or because yeah, it's the Christmas time and you watch it.
It'd be the only time I watch it and it's around Christmas time.
You know when it's on cable TV the most? During the Christmas season.
The holiday season.
Try and find it on cable in July. You can't. December, it's everywhere. It's everywhere.
What? All right. So, what are your go tos for Christmas? Give me one, two, or three.
This argument is not over.
It is because it's not a Christmas
movie.
Since
when do Christmas movies get released in the middle of July?
This is my podcast, and I say what it is. Blah, 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 blah.
I'm going back to Nazi Germany.
Back in Nazi Germany.
I'll kick his ass. Yeah, back in Nazi Germany.
Jack wants to kick my ass for this, too.
Right there. The entire plus man trying to reconnect with his family on Christmas, but has to save the night after a Christmas party.
Eye Opener Society, who we're going to have on our show next Monday night, by the way, guys, says, I say Die Hard should be broadcast on the Hallmark Channel for 12 days of Christmas.
Sounds like we're having this discussion then,
too. I think Alan has a new best friend over there.
It's not you, Corey.
We're going to go tip to tip.
I'm terrible.
Scratch that thing where we're going to have them on our podcast.
We'll wait till next year. We'll talk about what their plans are for like resolutions.
First of all, he's got to watch Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. Where he can
I do. On. And you know what? We need to start doing some movie reviews just to force me to watch more movies, I guess. Jesus. It's ridiculous.
I just watched a bunch of those Evil Deads, or was it what is it, Alan?
No, Toxic Avenger.
Well, we watched those, but then Toxic also those Avenger. Ash versus
and Evil Dead. Yeah, we watched Evil Ash Dead 1 Evil and 2. Dead.
You know what you do need to watch, Corey?
What?
The Fall of the House of Usher.
Oh, yeah, okay.
On Netflix. Okay, on that it's like a 8-episode series. Fantastic.
A show about that pop singer with herpes?
That's why I was saying.
No.
That guy? He's got a show. He's got a
No. It's Edgar Allan Poe related. It's really good.
Huh.
Jesus. God. Hey, so you want top five or top 10 or what? Or just go-tos? Because I got a billion go-tos.
I had a top five list of my own. I've got five. Because I didn't want to make it too crazy. There are a shit ton out there.
I got basic stuff, man. Yeah, basic.
I can't wait to hear this.
Yeah, go ahead.
These are just ones that I have to watch every year. And different reasons for different ones. I guess I'll just get it out of the way now so you can make fun of me. You're probably going to hate me for this one, but I got Elf at number five.
That's not bad.
Because I love that one. I think that's Will Ferrell's great in that.
I think it's pretty low.
I got, and I know a lot of people have it a lot lower on their lists too.
I don't get that.
Oh, really? Oh, no, okay.
Yeah.
Good. We're together on that one then, at least.
But is that really a Christmas movie? I mean, it's just about a son trying to reunite with his father.
He just happens to be from the North Pole. Well, actually, he's from the city. But, you know.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not like he's an elf or anything, you know.
He's not.
With Santa Claus.
Yeah, but that's not what the story is. The story is about a son reuniting with his father.
Neither here
and saving Christmas.
And that can happen. You know what? Take Christmas out and that can happen any day of the year.
It could. You're absolutely right. We should scratch it from
the list. Elf is not a Christmas movie. Throw it out the window. What do you got next?
All right. So number four, I've got Rudolph, and three, I've got the Grinch OGs, the originals. And those ones have to be on there because
when you say OGs, what does that mean?
Cartoons. The originals. The original cartoons, the ABC specials, you know, the claymation shit.
Rudolph from like
just one?
Huh?
Or you're just throwing like all the OG Christmas specials like Rudolph, Frosty.
Well, not like just those two, just Rudolph at four and the Grinch at three. The original, the OG Grinch. It has to be the original Grinch. because I watched those with my late mother all the time, and every time I watch it, it reminds me of her. So I'll get a little sappy on that one, but those ones got to be on there.
I don't consider those movies.
Like, they're not, haven't watched those?
They're not movies.
Yeah, they're like TV.
They're not movies, though.
Yeah, they're 20 minute shows.
Yeah, it's like a half hour little Christmas special. I consider them a movie. Okay. It is. Eh, whatever. But then I have Santa Claus, the only good Santa Claus, with Tim Allen at number two.
I mean, you got one, two, and three, and the TV series. Like
the first one, the original Santa Claus with Tim Allen. Got to go with the original one.
Awful.
I love that one. I heard the TV series was pretty bad.
It's so bad. I almost wanted to cancel my Disney Plus.
They're asking
why I'm canceling. I'm saying because you made this stupid fucking show.
I canceled Disney Plus a while ago because of some other shit. But
I mean, they realize that. Like, they're going under. Like,
yeah, there's the Snow White remake that they were going to do. Oh, my God. I could talk about that.
So that's too. The true reason they stopped advertising on X. Save money.
No, we got to cut some fat around here, man. We got to save some money.
Jack likes the TV series.
We're not promoting on X no more. Okay.
Jingle All the Way is a favorite of some people too. I did see that. I wanted to find that again this year. I don't know where the fuck to watch that
one. That's one of mine.
One of the OG movies that has an end credit scene.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Don't know if you know that or not, but if you don't know, just wait. Know.
I'm not a cinephile, but you know, I don't know too much about too much.
Okay. I don't know what that means.
Like, what are we? Your face. Oh. I thought you had kids. We can't, like, what's going on?
Yeah, that's kind of the
cinephile is just a movie lover. They're very into movies. It's not something gross.
I was like, fucking delete this. I don't want to be honest.
that's gonna be gone. But the number one always, A Christmas Story.
Okay, nice.
24 hours every year. Gotta watch it. It's on at every home I ever visit.
In your top five.
No, but it's right outside it because I do love it. It is great. I just watched it the other day.
I think if you got the shows out of there, you'd probably be able to make room for this cinematic classic.
Yeah,
I could
take the TV show out and put the movie.
Or
in.
I'll bunch the TV shows together. How about that? And then I'll bump it up.
Gonna hate that movie. There's no way. I've never met anybody ever that said that. I hated that movie.
Yeah, I can't believe you don't have a Christmas Vacation in your top five. Like that.
I call that number six.
No
six,
good,
though.
Rotten, four-flushing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit he is.
We need to get a producer that does crap like that, Rapid Dave. Like,
I know, right?
You do. It's Jared is very valuable. He's incredible.
We had a guy, but he went to find himself in Oregon. I was like, okay, later, bud.
Went to find himself in Oregon.
He didn't do stuff like that, though. Like,
so I had a feeling somebody was going to mention the Christmas Vacation, so I had that one ready.
Just ready.
Johnny on the spot.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Shitter's full.
I'm telling you, right? God, dog. How the hell is that not in your... Alan, what's your top five real quick?
I don't necessarily have, like, so let me just throw movies out I like, because I didn't plan for, like, a top five. How's that sound?
That's fine.
I will say, I start every Christmas season off by watching Christmas Vacation. We watch that on Thanksgiving night after football's over and family's done. We sit down and we watch that every year. Die Hard is definitely in my... It's probably, like, number five. It's up there in the top. Home Alone. I do enjoy Home Alone. Santa Claus. Great. I'll tell you what I really loved last year, that Christmas Story Christmas, the sequel.
Oh, okay.
Which was on HBO Max, was really good. Mm-hmm. Really enjoyed that. Someone mentioned Miracle on 34th Street. The original Miracle on 34th Street was great.
Never seen it.
It's just a classic. That's all I gotta say.
Never
I also like to throw in, like, give me a little Muppets Christmas. They got a couple different Muppets Christmas ones. They've got the Ebenezer Scrooge one, and then they have just a regular one, and then always Scrooged. I watched Scrooge several times during the Christmas season. Just a classic. Throw a little Krampus in there.
That one was pretty good. Yeah.
I did just watch the other day Violent Night with David Harbour. Very bad but good. It's brutal. One of those where it's like a bad movie, but like the fun thing with that was like one of the guys' little kids watched Home Alone for the first time, and she's like trying to defend the house, and she's talking to Santa, and she's like, "I'll defend the house like Home Alone." He's like, "Yeah, sure, kid, do it." And so like it's like if like Home Alone was like real, like. At one point, like she lays down like a mat and it's got a bunch of like nails and drill bits and stuff on it. And like they don't step on it. Like, oh, whatever, kid. I'm not going to fall for that. And then they put the nail in the attic ladder. Mm. And, you know, he steps over the thing, but a bowling ball comes down, hits him on the head, and he falls down. And the nail goes through his like the bottom of his.
Oh, shit.
His jaw. Yeah. And then he gets off of that and falls down onto the mat with all the nails and stuff. And it's like pulling it out. And it's all just like bloody and gory and like Home Alone where it's funny and all that.
Yeah. But, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's God. Good stuff.
Good stuff.
Yeah. And the kid makes a comment. She's like, I defended just like in Home Alone. It was so funny. It's like, oh, buddy. Mm. But yeah, I recommend watching Violent Night and Fat Man with Mel Gibson.
Fat Man. Well, I don't know if I've ever heard of that one.
Came out a couple years ago.
It came out a couple years ago, and Mel Gibson is Santa Claus.
Yeah.
And
okay.
It's an action movie. So
add two to the list. That's what you yeah. Violent Night I did want to see. I did want to catch yeah. that one.
It's Amazon Prime. So okay. If you got that, it's there. Yeah. All right. I think
nobody's got any love for Bad Santa.
Oh, I love Bad Santa. Bad Santa's always a good one.
I had an honorable mention for Fred Claus. I really like that one.
I've watched it 10 times.
Like, they got a good lesson in that movie. Yeah. I'll show that one to my siblings or my kids so they can be good siblings.
Shit's funny. It's good. It's funny. It's good stuff.
Oh, shitheads.
What do you got, Rapid Dave?
Hmm.
Oh, for me, it's a Christmas Story, but I only watch it one day out of the year. When TBS has the 24 hours, that's what comes on the TV. It doesn't turn off until it's done. Christmas Vacation. I watch all the Santa Clauses. I watch them all. My wife loves them all too. But yeah, I just, most of the movies I watch, I mean, to be honest with you, like Fred Claus, just like you said, but I don't watch any scary movies or horror movies. I haven't watched any of the ones that he mentioned as far as like Silent Night or any of that shit. I haven't seen any of those, but yeah, that's it. And then, but yeah, 8-Bit Christmas came on the other night. I sat down and watched it.
That
watched
was good.
The first time last year. It was pretty good. It's a lot of nostalgia in there, but yeah, the Christmas Story Christmas is going to, yeah, tear up a little bit. It's gonna get you.
Yeah,
it's gonna
get you in the feels. Yeah, 8-Bit Christmas was great too. A ton of nostalgia. It's with the old NPH, Neil Patrick Harris, over there on HBO Max. If you haven't seen it yet, go check it out. Talking about him getting a Nintendo for the first time.
Yeah.
Ah, cool.
The great Steve Zahn is in it. Yeah. So, and yeah, Christmas Chronicles is great, Alex. That's a good one. One and yeah. two.
That's Kurt Russell. That's like some of her favorites.
Never yeah. seen.
She loves those Netflix ones. Justin, any extras from you?
No, you guys hit them all. I was going to go Home Alone, Bad Santa. I was going to throw Frosty Rudolph and the Grinch yeah. in there, too, those all together.
Yeah.
Christmas Vacation and A Christmas Story.
See, Jack, I've never watched anything Doctor Who related. I've never gotten into that one.
Never seen a second of it.
Nope.
Heard it's a show about a bunch of British people.
You forgot one.
Which one?
What do you got, Jared?
Ted.
Ted? Ted is a Christmas one?
He came alive as a Christmas present.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, yeah. You know what?
There you go.
I guess.
No.
I don't know.
Why not? I don't understand.
He's a Christmas present. But exactly. The rest of the movie has nothing to do with it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. A Wonderful Life. We did forget A Wonderful Life.
There was
I
a
don't
reason
know.
Why we forgot it because it's crap.
Yeah, I've never seen it, like the whole thing, but it's like, isn't it really, really depressing? Like, it makes you want
yeah.
to throw yourself off a bridge, right? And he complained about a bunch of shit, anyways.
I mean, because it's just a bad movie, maybe.
Is that what it is?
Okay. Yeah. Nightmare Before Christmas is a good one. I'll watch that Christmas and Halloween.
Yeah, it's both.
That's definitely a both one there.
Ebenezer sure. Scrooge. No one cares about Scrooge.
Scrooge with Bill Murray is
that great. Was a good one.
That was great. Yeah. Man, sitting there beating the shit out of that angel. That angel's kicking the shit out of him. That bitch hit me with a toaster.
Oh, fun fact, guys. I just got an alert 1 minute ago. Justin Herbert says changed from questionable to doubtful. So I know the game's been over for a few hours now, but it's doubtful he'll return.
That's a good alert you got there. That's a good alert you got there.
Thank you, Yahoo.
My wife wants to know, what are your thoughts on Polar Express? I'm personally not a huge fan. I don't really like it all that much.
Never seen it. Looks stupid.
I watch it once a year, maybe.
I don't like Tom Hanks either.
Ditto.
The kiddos, they always do that. It's like the last day of school before the Christmas vacation. They do pajama day and they watch that. No, we talked about National Lampoon's. OP, you must have missed that. Because Corey didn't have it ranked in his top five.
I agree there. Yeah, I
had it number six. When don't throttle me too bad.
When you saw the camera pan to him when Ricky Gervais was giving that speech, you know, and he was calling everybody out.
I love that. I love that speech, man.
Boy, there were so many guilty faces.
Yep.
Oh boy.
Yeah, and Tom Hanks's face. Oh my God.
He's like, shit. No, don't worry about it. We're not gonna come after you though. Don't worry about it. No.
It's Corey's fault.
My fault. I got big shoulders. I can handle it, man. I can handle it. All right, guys. Yo, thank you so much. I know we're just over the hour mark here, but thank you all so much for hanging out with us tonight. Justin, sure. I ruined our fucking chances of going on their show. I apologize, but I did have fun.
I think we both did.
I have one thing to add because you posted about it and you said you weren't going to ask about our favorite color, which hurt my heart. It's red.
Red.
Just so you know. And I'll just go ahead and say it right now, Velociraptors are overrated because of Jurassic World, you know. They're all mainstream now. It's not my favorite dinosaur. Yeah. Give me the Ankylosaurus.
Did you know that Jurassic Park exaggerated the Velociraptor's size? They're actually only like 3 feet tall.
Oh yeah?
They're teeny tiny. Yeah.
I mean they'll still F you up. Like I'm scared of them.
They were bigger roosters.
Yeah, kind of. It's like if a jumping spider was that size, I'd be fucking terrified.
It's like how shit is down in Australia. There, everything's fucking huge, and everything
wants to kill you in Australia. Yeah. Everything.
Yeah, Jack. I don't know how you're still alive, man. I really don't. Living in Australia like that—that's crazy. That's crazy.
We've got
live among monsters.
Follow us over there in Australia, and they're all still alive. And we're like, more power to you, brother.
Yeah,
you might not survive.
That's why it's a penal colony. But all right, guys, thank you again for hanging out with us. I really appreciate you just chilling with us and talking about
this. Is fun.
Nothing.
Everything.
But everything.
Yeah, every week.
Yeah, and it's fun. It's a blast. We're just here for the good times. Everybody else, thank you so much for joining in and checking things out on the Nonsense and Deep Thoughts podcast. We will see you all next week.
Later.
All right, y'all, it's the Nonsense and Deep Thoughts.